This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Tact.com. Tact is a great way to find the most relevant things trending online or to simply kill some time. Explore funny photos, viral videos, interesting articles, and engaging questions posted by other Tact users. In fact, I just used Tact to gather all of today's news stories. We want to thank Tact for supporting this community, and you can get started today by going to Tact.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Happy Friday, my lovely lovers of tech. It has been quite the week for us here at Front Page Tech, pushing out the 400th episode and, of course, switching back to this format. But apparently, it was worth it because according to you guys and your feedback on the previous episode, you loved the switch back. And because of that, we're going to keep it. So, with that said, why not jump right into the news? Microsoft really wants you to upgrade to Windows 10. In fact, they're pushing out a critical security patch for Internet Explorer 11, but within the patch, they're also giving you an advertisement for Windows 10. Don't believe me? Here's the actual description of the security patch on Microsoft's website. This update adds functionality to Internet Explorer 11 on some computers that lets users learn about Windows 10 or start an upgrade to Windows 10. Now, of course, if you already have Windows 10, you will not be seeing this advertisement. This only affects computers running Windows 7 and 8.1. But really? Seriously, Microsoft? Like, on Internet Explorer of all things? Like, I wouldn't even pay $100 to get an ad for Front Page Tech on Internet Explorer because 10 people are going to see it. There's a brand new integration being added to Amazon's Alexa, and it's from Capital One. Apparently, with Capital One, you can now ask Alexa what the balance of your bank account is, and she will tell you, and anyone else that's in the room. And here I am checking my balances on this little screen with blinders on. Listen, this might be cool for you if you have money in your account, but I don't want anyone to know that there's $10.56 in my account. Adobe has just pushed a security patch for Flash that apparently, and I quote, fixes critical vulnerabilities that could potentially allow an attacker to take control of an affected system. If only I had a dollar for every single time I've had to say that on this show. People, update your damn Flash. Sean Parker, the co-founder of Napster and ex-Facebook president, is apparently working on a brand new project called the Screening Room, which is literally a set-top box that you can buy that allows you to watch movies in your house the same time that they come out in theaters. Yes, please. Now, if this even becomes a thing, the set-top box itself will cost you $150, and every title will be available for you to view within a 48-hour period, and every time you view it, it will cost you $50. Expensive? Yes. Worth it? Hell yes. If I don't have to go to a theater with sticky dirt people, I want this. I can just be by my sticky self in my sticky room watching a sticky movie alone and sticky. I want this. Hey, guess what? We have brand new HTC 10 leaked pictures with the screen on here and here. Cool. And I'm sure a lot of you guys and a lot of you HTC lovers especially love what you're seeing. The design is pretty. The HTC Sense is HTC Sense. It just looks like another HTC phone to me. But of course, what I say doesn't matter. So don't leave your angry stuff down there. Just keep it over there. I like HTC. Looks cool. And that's the show. If you liked it or you learned anything, make sure you hit the subscribe button down below. Quick reminder, if you're a sponsor or not, frontpagetech.net is the place to go tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're streaming the FET podcast live as we do every single weekend. So if you want in on that, go right there. And that's it. We'll see you Monday. Peace out, Girl Scouts.